Now, for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. I'm Tom Davis, and I'm joined in studio with Molly Collins. How you doing, Molly?
I'm doing good for this Friday. Doing great. It's a great day.
I tell you what, you're with the Family Healthcare Clinic, and we've got some really good news to tell folks about, because we always have an event this time of year.
Yes, typically on the last Saturday of mm-hmm. September, we have our Miles for Mammogram race, mm-hmm. which funds our free mammogram coupon program. But due to the coronavirus, we had to take it virtual this year, which means you actually have a week and a day to run this race. You can run the race from 7 a.m. on Saturday to 10 p.m. on October 4th. So you have a whole week to run. You can still register. So we do have some good news. It's a strange year, but we're doing the best we can.
Now, I understand that your sponsors have just been exceptional this year, because
yes.
Everyone knows the importance of the work that you do.
Right.
And for folks who aren't aware, what takes place? What has this race been built around?
Right. So this race has been with us since, I think, 2005, 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole premise is to fund free mammograms, or mammograms for women and men without insurance who think that they have something going on breast cancer-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And so we typically give out between 50 and 75 coupons a year.
Mm-hmm.
But this year we're on track to exceed that. We're at 70, and it is only September. So we know that we're going to give out more coupons than we ever have before. When the coronavirus happened, I think people forgot that basic health care still existed. They still needed to get in for exams. They still needed to get in for all the basic, maintenance things. And we kept doing all of that while it went down. So I'm real proud of my staff. We still kept giving coupons for those mammograms. We still kept up with the breast exams. And so for mm-hmm. us, it's been amazing to see the response and championship from our sponsors and our donors and our race registrants to support us, though we can't all get together and wear our pink and, hit the cowbell and have all the fun music and, the race starts. The energy of a race is just so awesome. And so for us to be able to provide that this year, but, more subtly, has been real important.
Well, it seems like you've captured somewhat of the energy, because the message is so powerful.
Absolutely. I'm sure that everybody in their life has had somebody who's been affected by cancer, if not themselves. It could be breast mm-hmm. cancer or all of the multitudes of cancers that are out there. And so when you start hearing the stories of survivors
mm-hmm.
who have attended our races or are part of our board or who are our patients, we had somebody come through yesterday who is a former chairperson, and, she was talking about how some of her cancer had returned. And so we carry those stories with us as a clinic for years and years and years and years. It's not that. Everybody becomes our family, essentially.
Kind of lives up to the name, Family Healthcare Clinic.
Absolutely, absolutely. The mammogram coupon starts. I think people are not sure how it works.
I wasn't sure.
Right.
They
come to the clinic and we give them this coupon. But the part of the program is ensuring that they get a proper breast exam, which we perform by medical professionals in the clinic, my provider and my nurse. And then that is a $40 appointment. That's what all of our appointments are, $40. Mm-hmm. And at the clinic, if you get a breast exam, then you leave with the coupon and you leave with your appointment for Ascension St. John's imaging, either in hospital or at their imaging center. So you leave with a coupon and your appointment time. So we don't leave that on, to you. We leave that to us. And let's say you go and something should happen. They catch cancer. Of the 70 coupons we've given out this year, 5 of them have caught a breast cancer diagnosis. Some of those people don't have insurance, so they don't know where to start. You come back to the clinic. We take care of you. We say, okay, here's how you do charity care. This is how you get on the Medicaid breast and cervical cancer program for women. And we help them on their journey. They might not see us, but we still get the results of all of their things that happen, because we're considered their primary care provider. We try to give them as much hope as we can. We also know that sometimes they get scooped up by Hope Stone in town, which is a great place for folks who have any kind of cancer to help out. So
mm-hmm.
we try to just watch their journey, because it's not going to be a diagnosis. It's a bankruptable event if you have insurance. If you don't have insurance, the costs are almost insurmountable.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. And it's nice to know that you're there.
Yes.
Because any one of us could be in that situation.
Right.
At any time of our life, you just never know.
Right. And you want to give everybody a fighting shot.
You do.
You want to give them a chance at survival. And so I was telling somebody yesterday that when we get the results of a not-so-great mammogram, My provider comes and sits. My side chair is a wheelchair. I mean, it's a crazy place. I work in a clinic, but my side chair, my desk is a wheelchair. She comes, sits in the wheelchair, and she's like, we caught a bad one today. And the whole demeanor of the clinic changes because we know that this person's life has changed. So we take it, we can't take it personally, but we do take it hard professionally because we want to give everybody a fighting chance. And so we know that person's journey is gonna change, essentially. Besides the mammogram program, we do offer all types of, you know, kind of urgent care appointments. And then we offer services for folks who are on Medicaid. But our whole primary mission is to offer affordable care and quality of care in Bartlesville.
And Miles for Mammogram is the fundraiser that we do. And
yes.
We've been doing it for a good long time.
Yes.
And it needs to continue, but we're doing it again differently. So for the folks who just tuned in,
right.
How do we go about participating?
Right. So our website, www.milesformammograms.org, explains how it happens. And so the race being virtual means you run your race at your pace in your space, meaning if you have a favorite 5K course, you have a favorite 2K course, or if you just want to sleep in, we can accommodate all those things. You have a week to run your race. It's $30. And with your $30 comes a T-shirt. I think we have enough this year for folks. I ordered over what we had folks registered. Mm-hmm. And so we had two pickup times. One was last night and one will be next Thursday at the clinic. So you go to run sign up off of the Miles for Mammogram website. You sign up. You can download your race bib. And then after your race is completed, you put in your time. And so there will be winners to this race as long as you update your time on that run sign up, and we'll announce them the week after the race. So that would be the week of the 5th to the 7th at some point. And we'll just kind of honor them. There's no prizes. It's just all of this is acknowledgement that health and fitness are important, and then keeping the mammogram program are important as well. So
both are key, and, mm-hmm. and it truly is. And it's so nice, once again, I touched on this earlier, that the sponsors knew that the changes were going to be coming.
Yes.
And they're right there with you because they see the value
right.
that's being provided.
Yeah, we have a whole list of sponsors. We have 34 organizations that have stepped up this year. If you go on my Facebook page, we thanked them 2 days ago. If you go on to the Miles for Mammogram website, they are listed there. But that is more sponsors than we've ever had. I think, you know, one of the stories that we relayed in the letter to the sponsors was that a person in town who's working full-time for a local restaurant came in, doesn't have insurance, and had a scan that showed breast cancer. And then we talk about the journey of that person in that letter. And that's just one story about how this program improves lives, you know, and how we really try to make a difference for folks who don't have insurance specifically, you know. And we've had people come in and get mammograms and say, hey, my insurance won't cover it because I'm not old enough, but I'm afraid. And we cover their mammograms too. We have people who come in and say, I have high deductible insurance. Can I get a free coupon? We help them too. So we don't discriminate. If you think there is a problem and you can't afford it, whether it's you have high deductible insurance, no insurance, or your insurance won't cover it, we'll help you.
That is just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You're catching people so that they don't fall through the cracks.
Right.
Wow.
And then all the race registrations and all of the sponsorships and all the donations go to support the efforts in that programming. So it could be to pay the radiological bills, because we get two bills. There's one for the hospital and one for the radiologist. And mammograms are not all equal because not everybody's breasts are equal. Mm-hmm. Everybody has what they have. And so when we suggest type of mammogram to the hospital, those out-of-pocket savings are anywhere from $350 to $1,300. So on average, we save folks $825. So I was doing some calculations 2 weeks ago, and through the life of the program, which is about 20 years, we've saved folks in out-of-pocket expenses of $825,000 to $1.2 million in mammogram and radiological expenses alone. I don't think people understand how important it is that this program exists so that we can help those women and men who are in their desperate time of needs, who can't afford a tank of gas, a cup of coffee, or a pair of shoes. But, you know, that's what we do.
That's an amazing story.
Mm-hmm.
And to find out more about the Family Healthcare Clinic, you do have...
Oh, yeah, we have a website.
A presence on the web.
FamilyHealthcareClinic.org, or you can go to the Facebook page. We upload regularly, you know, tell people what's going on, flu shots, vitamin B shots, you know, all the stuff that you would need to know, like a regular healthcare clinic. Get your mammograms, come get checked. You need a, you know, no insurance, come and call us. So, and we see a variety of people. We do two to five to six mammogram coupons a week, and then everything around that. We do diabetic checks. We have low-cost labs. We have a nurse practitioner, and then we have an MD who is our medical director, Dr. Hay, nurse practitioner Jennifer Conant, and our nurse, Debbie Wren. Between the three of them, there's probably 100 years of experience. And so that's it. That's our medical folks. They're great.
Wow, they are. And they're there to help you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what a valuable resource that's being provided right here in our community with Family Health Care Clinic. And Molly Collins, this is a wonderful story that you're sharing with us, not only about miles for mammograms, which is very, very important because
right. it
keeps the doors open and the lights on, but also the people who are helped.
Right.
And as we were discussing before we came on the air, it could be any one of us that falls into this situation where, you know, insurance might not be covering something.
Right.
Or you're just aren't able to get coverage. That could be a family member who's staying quiet and you don't even know about it.
Yes.
Could be your neighbor, could be anyone
right.
That you meet at the store or on the street or at the post office.
Right.
So cancer doesn't discriminate.
Not at all.
It's an equal opportunity offender.
Absolutely. You know, and I try to remind people that we might be local, but your health information stays with us. We will never tell anybody that you are a patient. We can't acknowledge you in public. We don't. You know, we're a healthcare clinic. Mm-hmm. We are bound by the rules of HIPAA. So you can come and see us and nobody will ever know. You know, if you are, you know, thinking that you want to go someplace else because of something else going on, we are, you know, like any other regular healthcare clinic. We just have a mission for affordability and quality. I get folks in there that I know have insurance, but we're just easy to get in and out of quickly, you know, or across the street from the Phillips Research Center. But we don't tell anybody that they can't get services. We would never deny anybody mm-hmm. services. That's not what we do.
That's wonderful. How long has the Family Healthcare Clinic been around?
Since 84.
Since 1984.
Yeah, we changed names in 2010 from Family Care Services to Family Healthcare Clinic, but we have been around officially since 84.
Way back last century.
Yes. Yes, in the glory of the 80s.
Some people actually remember the 80s.
I know. And I would really be remiss if I didn't give a big shout out to the Bartlesville Regional United Way, because we're one of their agencies, and I know they're going through their own campaign right now, and we love being a part of the Bartlesville Regional United Way.
Good team.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So supportive, great group of directors, great group of staff there. And so, you know, if you think you need to give someplace, give there. I mean, they distribute it all around to 14 different agencies, one of which is ours. So
sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Molly Collins, thank you for being with us today.
Absolutely. If you need anything, 918-336-4822. We're here for you.
Or familyhealthcareclinic.org. That's
right.
Not com, that's org.
That's org.
All right. We'll be back with more. And I want to thank you very much for being with us here.
Thank you so much.
Our program has been brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors.